Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, businesses in Contra Costa County adjusting to the new indoor vaccine mandate and why some aren't following the rules. Plus, the booster shot rollout has begun, where you can get a shot here in the Bay Area today. And an air quality advisory issued across the Bay Area, the smoky skies and dirty air, and where you'll find them this weekend. Good morning. It is Saturday, September 25th. I'm Devin Feely. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's start with a quick check of our weather with meteorologist Darren Peck.
Well, we're keeping a really nice cooling trend going, and you kind of noticed it on Friday, but you're really going to notice it today. So if we just take the snapshot for daytime highs today, we're only going to the mid-80s for inland locations. It was low 90s yesterday. We'll be in the upper 60s in the Bay and low to mid-60s at the beach. We are keeping a close eye on the air quality, with the Bay Area Air Quality Management District having issued an air quality advisory that still goes through today at least. Plan on more moderate conditions for smoke, particularly for those inland valleys. I'll have more on the complete forecast coming up in just a bit.
New this morning, a San Jose man is fighting for his life after being stabbed last night. Police say the attack happened about 11:30 last night near West San Carlos Street and Brooklyn Avenue. That's a few miles west of downtown San Jose. Now, so far, investigators are not saying if they have identified a suspect in that case. We are now in the first weekend of a vaccine mandate that just took effect in Contra Costa County. People dining indoors must show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test. But as KPIX 5's Andrea Nakano reports, not every restaurant owner is following those new rules.
It wasn't a typical Friday night at Lima Restaurant in Concord. The indoor dining room hasn't been this empty since the pandemic began.
It's Friday, it's between 7 and 7:30. We're packed, but people are coming out less.
John Marquez, the chef and owner of Lima, made a choice when he heard about the mandate.
We accept everybody.
Marquez says all of his staff members have been vaccinated and they are following protocols, but checking for vaccine status is one step he's not willing to take.
It's more of a business choice because we need to stay alive.
Across the way at the Hop Grenade, Director of Operations Kevin Callahan hasn't seen the mandate impact his business yet. His customers are not only getting carded to see if they are of legal age to drink.
We're treating it that way. Anytime anyone sits down, we are asking for ID and proof of vaccination. It's just one more layer. We're trying to keep it as simple as possible, but it is still challenging.
And diners out and about on a Friday night are just as divided about having their vaccination status checked.
I don't agree with that, because it's like people saying that they don't trust us if we're vaccinated.
I just feel a lot safer, and I'm totally okay with it, and I really welcome it.
That was Andrea Nakano reporting. Now, meantime, the head of the CDC has overruled her panel of scientific advisors. Frontline workers will be given booster shots. Now, one of those advisors is Stanford Dr. Grace Lee. Dr. Lee said that the experts were split on whether boosters could provide a substantial benefit for this group. The director's move now gives healthcare workers, teachers, and other frontline staff an option to get a booster based on their individual circumstances.
We recognize that those individual benefits and those individual risks are very different, not only based on age and gender, but also by your personal circumstances. How important is it for you to not miss work? You know, we are running into workforce capacity issues in many healthcare delivery systems. I would say the same for teachers. We need to keep teachers healthy and make sure that they're able to come into the classroom to be able to teach our students.
Now, that panel agreed that the way to make the largest impact on the pandemic and stop transmission is to vaccinate the unvaccinated. And happening today, CVS and Walgreens are now offering booster shots to eligible customers following guidance from the CDC. Both pharmacy chains are providing a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine. Advanced appointments are recommended to ensure that the booster is available at a specific location. Those eligible include people 65 and older and people with jobs with a high risk for exposure. And with the recent wave of COVID cases behind us, health officials warn we shouldn't get too comfortable. They worry that another surge may still be coming. KPIX 5's Maria Cid Medina with what could cause that next spike.
Just as quickly as the Delta variant swept through our country, causing surges, COVID-19 cases are now dropping dramatically. We saw the same pattern in the UK and India. But now health experts are warning a new wave could come. this winter.
Well, it is mysterious.
For nearly 2 years, COVID-19's proven to behave unpredictably, throwing off even some health experts.
This random behavior of the virus is difficult to wrap our heads around.
For months, the highly transmissible Delta variant drove up cases once again. But now many areas are seeing a sharp decline. In California, the positivity rate was 7.2% August 1st. As of this past Monday, it now stands at 2.9%. Here in Santa Clara County, the seven-day rolling average peaked at 364 new cases on September 2nd. Today, it's at 215.
Are you surprised by that sharp decline?
Not for here in the Bay Area.
UC Berkeley professor Dr. John Swartzberg believes our high vaccination rate, those with natural immunity after infection, and many following health mandates could all play a role in the dramatic decrease. However,
I do think the winter is going to be problematic for us.
Both Dr. Swartzberg.
Now, when winter comes and people start coming back indoors.
And UCSF epidemiology professor George Rutherford believe we'll see yet another spike in cases.
The weather is going to get colder. People are going to be inside more. And then we've got some holidays.
But I think in much of the Bay Area, we may have enough immunity and enough adherence to the other measures we've undertaken to slow things down so you don't see a big spike.
It just feels like it's never going to end.
It's going to end.
And both health experts predict the pandemic will improve by next spring as more people get vaccinated, have natural immunity, and people are inclined to gather outdoors as the weather warms up. In San Jose, Maria Cid Medina, KPIX 5.
And on the fire watch this morning, Bay Area crews are heading up to Shasta County. They're helping battle the Fawn Fire. A Palo Alto woman is accused of starting that fast-moving blaze. Now, firefighters are using tankers and helicopters to battle the fire. They're even pulling water from Lake Shasta that's already been hit hard by the drought. Now, the Fawn Fire has destroyed at least 100 homes and other buildings. Over 9,000 buildings remain threatened. That fire has grown to over 6,000 acres. It's just 10% contained. And the wildfire threatening some of the state's ancient trees exploded by more than 8,000 acres in just 24 hours. The KNP complex in the Sequoia National Park has grown to more than 36,000 acres. It is 0% contained. Crews are preparing to conduct backburns to reduce fuel in the park headquarters. Fire crews are also aggressively using dozers to improve ground access. Now, meantime, PG&E is responding to new criminal charges stemming from another Shasta County fire. The Zog Fire killed four people and destroyed hundreds of homes near Redding last September. Manslaughter is among the 31 charges that prosecutors announced for the utility's, quote, aging equipment and for not removing the tree that sparked the fire. Now, in a statement, PG&E CEO went on to say that this was a tragedy. Four people died, but as for their team's efforts to reduce fire danger, she added, criminalizing their judgment, it's not right. Failing to prevent this fire is not a crime.